Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen and Hot Toddy. You'll hear that right after this.
You love the Beatles anthologies 1 through 43. Just when you thought there couldn't possibly be any more Beatles outtakes to put on a compilation, Crapital Records has done it again. If the Beatles anthology 43 left you wanting more, you won't want to miss the Beatles anthology 44. The Beatles anthology 44. You'll get an actual recording of the actual garden where George Harrison actually wrote, "Here Comes the Sun."
This must be a garden right here.
Garden.
Fascinating. Wow.
So where else could you find that?
See, I want listen in as Ringo drives to a rehearsal for his all-star band tour.
Neat.
He had his window down, didn't he?
The Beatles Anthology 44. If you wait in line at the midnight release tonight at Media Buster by Universe, you'll get this special bonus cut. It's a never-before-heard recording from Paul McCartney's last physical.
At least he sounds healthy.
He sounds good.
Yeah, sounds very
strong.
Beatles
heart.
Anthology 44. If you buy this, we've got a load of Crapital Records you'll love.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Lovely ladies in the room include Jessica Alsman and Christy Lee, both dressed up for our holiday party at lunch today.
Hello. They you look great, great, Christy.
Thank you. So do you, Jessica.
Hey, I'm wearing my good sweats.
Nice. Nice.
Are you, Ace?
That's good. A phrase you don't hear all that often. My good sweats. And Josh, of course, once again dressed in his lumberjack shirt.
Hi.
We're joined on the telephone by the lovely Allie Breen. Hi, Allie.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Now, good.
Are you in New York City?
Yes, I am.
New York City at Christmas time is always great. Have you gone down to see the tree at Rockefeller Center?
Yes. Yeah, it's beautiful. And all the windows at Saks Fifth Avenue and Macy's.
Cool.
All right. Now, did you go in the being accompanied by a young man?
By a gentleman caller.
Walking hand in hand, sipping your
holidays?
Hot toddies.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. I don't know about how hot our toddies are. I'm sure they're lovely.
It's going to be cold in New York.
Yeah, they're cold toddies. That's true.
Colder than a witch's toddy.
Well.
You know something? If there is not a drink somewhere called the witch's toddy, and there is today, we have to create one. I'm not sure. What would be in a witch's toddy? What would be in a witch's toddy?
Ice cold.
It comes with a pair of brass balls.
It'd come in a tin cup, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
And who hasn't done that? So we're off and running.
Yes.
And Allie, you're going to be spending the Christmas holiday season in Atlanta with your family, I understand.
Exactly. Yeah. So hopefully it'll be warmer there.
Okay. Well, yeah. I imagine it will. Now, the way the show works is you read letters from listeners who need our help in the realm of romance, and we're ready to go. What have you got?
Dear Allie, I've been having an affair with a married man who lately has been brushing me off. I know he obviously lies to his wife, but he swore he'd never lie to me.
Oh, boy.
I feel though... I feel, though, now that I'm being cheated on, am I acting crazy if I say that to him?
Yeah, you went into this deal.
Oh, yeah.
You went into this deal knowing the rules.
Are you acting crazy if you ask him? No, you can ask him. I mean, don't. Just ask him. You don't have to. You don't have to ask him by lighting his lawn on fire.
Yeah. No, that'll be the next letter.
Or calling his wife and going, "Hey, is your husband cheating on me with you?"
Yeah, I like that better. Yeah. I do like that. Ruin everyone's lives.
Burn it to the ground.
Yeah. No,
wouldn't his response be with my wife? You know,
maybe.
Like, am I cheating on you? Yeah, you should have to specifically say with someone else, I guess, because he's obviously cheating with her.
I mean, the guy's a liar, right?
Yeah.
So
yes.
He probably is doing something shady. Here.
Lady, you made this bed, lie in it. You need to.
Yeah.
Or lay in it.
Lay, whatever.
Well, I mean, in a context of.
I'm sure he lies in bed.
he lies standing up, sitting up, and then he lays.
Yeah.
In fact, he lays standing up.
He lies while he lays.
Oddly enough, this is very complicated. I feel like this is like a who's on first or who came first. Well, apparently he did over there, and then he did over there. Yeah. And now he's doing it God knows where. Okay, problem solved. Next letter.
Dear Allie, I want to break up with my girlfriend of 3 years.
Okay, break up.
Then nothing bad has happened. I just fell out of love.
All right.
However, we have plans to visit our family for Christmas with plane tickets, hotels, etc.
Those plans have changed. You broke up.
Yeah. Is it better to make her feel better and just go through with the plans and wait till after, or just rip the Band-Aid off now and get it over with?
Jess,
you say wait till after.
Yes,
huh?
Don't really crap it.
This is a tough
cereal
one
or whatever.
This is tough.
Say rip the Band-Aid.
I do too, because she'd be with family, she'll be comforted, hopefully.
Oh, that's true.
And it's more awkward explain it to the family after. Oh, yeah. Well, he was just
no
here
good
at
answer.
Christmas.
You're right, Tom. There is no good
time.
Answer.
Yes, maybe hope that she's just gone to visit a volcano recently.
Jeez. Oh, my goodness.
If you
out, solve a couple
that is extreme.
Kind of two birds.
Some weird way, I kind of like that answer.
I have no advice.
Boy, that's so tough,
that
man.
Tough. Just wait it out. One, you're not going to hurt everyone's feelings. It won't be awkward at Christmas. And you might get a gift.
No.
That
free trip. Well, he also doesn't want to buy her a gift. That's another awkward thing.
Yeah. Well,
maybe he can make that the breakup factor. Maybe he can get her a vacuum cleaner.
So you're saying, wait a minute, force her to break up with him?
The bad gift thing and create a breakup situation.
Or maybe play it the other way. Just walk in and meet her family, go, "Mr. Johnson, can I call you Dad?"
Oh.
Yeah.
And then about a month later.
He could blow it with the family and she could break up with him.
Yeah. Oh,
that's an awful lot of deception.
Now we're making a movie.
Yeah.
Get drunk and hit on her sister.
Right, right.
There's never been a better illustration of we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, no, this is, there's like,
so
there's
go
no,
ahead, people,
there's
and
no
work
good
it
answer
out.
Here.
It's just a couple more weeks. Just, I say stick it out.
No, I say break up.
Okay.
Get well, fall back people in seem love. Upset about
well,
that.
If you stick it out in front of
in front of the mother in the kitchen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Then you're done.
Yeah.
That's right. Sleep with her mom. There you go.
No, just stick it out. There may be a felony charge.
The
punch
might
punch grandma as soon as you see her.
Jeez.
Okay. Get all liquored up.
No, ask her to leave.
Can I borrow your teeth? We have no answer for this one.
Best of luck, man. And whatever you do, do break up with her. You don't love her. Don't stretch
don't
your stuff.
Drag it on.
Yeah,
no.
Do her.
Now, wait a second. What if she wins the lottery in the next week?
Oh, boy.
Pat didn't even hesitate on that
No,
one.
Mary, keep her.
Okay, good.
That's rough, though, because if it's hard to break up before Christmas, it's just as hard after, because then you have New Year's. There's probably a birthday. There's always going to be
Valentine's Day.
You got a month and a half. You got a solid month and a half between New Year's and Valentine's Day. You can get that
so
done.
You're saying continue the charade?
No, I'm saying end it as soon as you can.
Yeah, I'd say end it now.
I lean towards that, too, but I can see why you wouldn't. It's tough. But best of luck to you.
Just hope that she didn't get you a set of knives that she opens for you and throws at you.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, God. This is awful. Okay, let's get to our next letter, please.
Sure. Dear Allie, I've been with my girlfriend for 8 months exclusively. I wanted to stop using condoms, so we decided to get tested, and it turned out she had chlamydia.
Okay.
I accused her of cheating on me, but she swears it's from way before. I definitely don't believe her, but should I?
Yeah.
Ah, man, you got trust issues here then.
Yeah, you
I mean,
do.
This is a bigger issue, I think.
Yeah.
How does that one work?
I'm looking it up.
I think you can have that and not
the
know
one
it.
That, is that one of the ones that lingers for years and years and years?
And just,
Yeah, chlamydia can lie dormant in the body for many years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely believe her.
So how come they don't call that the clam and they call the other ones the clap?
Yeah, it should be called the clam.
Should it be the clam?
Which one's the clap?
Well, thank goodness it's just chlamydia.
I thought they were gonorrhea. All the clap.
Is the clap
gonorrhea?
I thought the clap was kind of an umbrella for all of them.
No. I just thought it was gonorrhea.
No. Gonorrhea.
I thought it was that thing that turns lights on and off.
Well, that's the clapper.
Yeah, I don't think the clap.
It sounds like she is the clappy.
Aww. Yeah, gonorrhea is the clap.
We have not. So we have yet to solve one. Another bad one.
I think you should believe her. Absolutely. Unless you have other reasons to think she's cheating.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. Also, if she had any thing to hide, she probably wouldn't have agreed to go.
Exactly.
Get
right.
You're exactly right.
That's exactly right.
It can lie dormant for many years. So,
oof, that's disturbing.
What are the symptoms of that one?
I stopped looking. But
the symptoms are disinterest.
It must be symptomless, though.
The symptoms are disinterest in topics.
You really want to hear the words
during a radio segment?
Oozing, that's not at all what's sweating. Going on. Why? I pay more attention than anybody. I pay more attention than you do.
We all pay more attention than he does.
A couple of weeks ago, during the segment, you told Allie you weren't listening.
We all have those moments at work,
just
right?
Just daydreaming.
Drift off.
As you can tell, Josh is back. Okay. I'm sorry, Allie. What else have you got?
Dear Allie, I'm dating a guy who loves to cook for me. I think he thinks I should be super impressed by it and that it's very romantic, but I honestly just want him to take me to a restaurant. Is it insulting for me to suggest that?
Oh, no, this is an easy one. There's a way to do this.
Yeah, that guy should break up with her. She sounds like a real bitch.
No, you can say, oh, my God, I love your cooking. I have found this place. I want to take you there because I bet you could learn some tips. And then you take him to McDonald's.
That's not good.
No, don't you think that would work?
No.
I found this really great Argentine place. You can,
or maybe you could just say, honey, I really love that you cook for me all the time, but you deserve a break. Why don't we go try this new restaurant I heard about?
Yeah,
you could say that. You could also say, you know what, I'd love to eat out.
Yeah.
Why don't we
go have a dinner somewhere?
Take me to a restaurant.
You weirdo.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
It's not like he's making her do the dishes.
Hey, Gordon Ramsay, how about you throw some money around?
Sounds like he doesn't want to be seen in public. Sounds like he's married.
Oh.
So you think this is the first letter all over again?
I think so.
I think
Allie's only got one letter. That's what I think.
Now, Allie, I'm guessing here, I assume you can't cook at all.
I don't know that I can't cook, but I don't cook.
Why would you assume that? Let's explore that.
Because when we were talking about Thanksgiving and stuff, Allie said that she was bringing store-bought cake or pie.
She'd fly down there, so she didn't make anything and then bring it.
Why do you can't?
But I'm
right. How can you be arguing with me when I've already been proven to be right?
Defending Allie.
Defending her for what?
I don't know.
She can't cook and... She's got witches.
If she wanted to,
toddies,
could, right,
the drink that she just invented. Have we decided what's in a witch's toddy?
I wanted to cook, I could. But I don't. The thing is, to me, like when people cook, especially bake muffins or pies or cakes, it's all day. I'm like, it costs like $5 at the store. Why would you bake muffins?
So you're a time management woman, is what you're saying.
Yes, that's what I think.
Yeah. So she values her time.
Because it's fun.
Yes.
I value
Maybe
my
it's
time.
It's not fun for
We make cookies all the time at my house.
Well, you've got little kids.
Throw everything off, you weirdo.
Don't live the life of us.
I want to get back to this drink that we've invented, the Allie Breen Witch's Toddies.
Yes.
It's got to be a booze-infused drink of some sort. Does it have to be
absolutely.
A hot toddy?
Well,
because wouldn't the phrase be colder than a witch's toddy?
Right.
You know what it should be? Have you ever had that frozen hot chocolate? No. Is that just a New York thing?
Sounds good.
That wouldn't be hot chocolate.
Cold chocolate. Yeah,
that would be
ice chocolate.
It sounds like I'm just messing something. Yeah, there's frozen hot chocolates in the city. It should be that all boozed up.
Okay, that sounds pretty good.
I might not live in New York City, but I know something about heat and cold, okay?
Well, there's a difference.
Yeah. All right, there is. Yeah.
I have a question for Jessica. Mm-hmm. The phrase hot toddy, spell the word toddy.
T-A-T-E?
No, it's actually, I did not know this because I was taking a note of it.
I know this one.
It's T-O-D-D-Y.
It's T-O-D-D-Y. I thought
it's always been.
I thought it was. I was writing down the word witch's toddy because I thought it was so funny. I did it with two T's and I just looked it up to see what the definition of a hot toddy is.
You need to drink.
I was thinking of a T, so T-E-A.
It's tea and booze, right? Tea and whiskey?
No,
it's hot toddy is bourbon and
bourbon. I think
hundreds of recipes.
Yeah, bourbon, like bourbon and hot and cider, maybe.
You can make. There's everything. You can make it with whiskey, a lot of honey and lemon, and okay, but
cinnamon.
A hot. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
but the witches. So the problem would be, could we do an iced? This goes back to you, Allie. An iced hot toddy.
Yes.
Would be the witch's toddy.
It would be colder than the witch's toddy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like
now this is what's called race. This is what's called joke autopsy.
Yeah. Writing on the fly.
Allie, we have time for one more if you're game.
Absolutely. Dear Allie, I just started dating a guy who's great in person, but he's really awful on text. He'll write something and I'll say that's awesome, and he'll respond with, "Yes, you are." He does that to literally anything I say that's even slightly positive.
I
know it sounds petty, but it's making me not like him.
What?
I don't get it.
I think you have every right to tell him you don't like it. If I said, oh, man, or if you chick, you said, I saw a movie, it was great, and I said, I know you are. Like, oh, Jesus, dude, calm down. He's over complimenting her.
It sounds like he's married.
He's really stressed. what a cynic.
It's unbelievable. The guy has two shots of booze, and look what happened.
You have been hurt.
It sounds like you don't like his...
Oh, is it the whiskey... it's the whiskey advent calendar time?
Yes.
There we go.
Shut up, Breen!
See, there you go.
If you like this guy enough, but that's bothering you, just tell him you don't like it.
Yeah, I don't think you like his personality.
Are these those automatic re-feeds that when you...
Like an instant text that you can
send? Yeah, you just press one.
What would you rather hear? You're awesome. Or I know you are, but what am I?
How about that? Oh, I like that.
That
like
does that. Make it worse.
That's fine. I know you are, but what am I? I like that.
It's better than him always sending like a bitmoji, like his face doing some type of emotion. You know, like, hey,
that's true.
Yeah. I don't know.
What about his face, an eggplant, and
I make all these...
That's okay.
I make all these mistakes that she's talking about.
You do.
Oh.
We've talked about that. Yes.
Who in this room is surprised by that?
No one. I make all of these mistakes.
The famous John Mayer story, I might not ever get over.
And it's with that person.
Yeah.
Well, you come on strong.
Big time.
Yeah.
Usually alone.
I love you in 3 days.
If I ever
meet. Yeah, that's not good.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Allie, I know you've seen a man or two in the course of your...
Been around the block.
I have a question for Allie. Why do you continue to call me?
Have you ever dated a guy named Todd?
I did. I never dated a guy.
Was he
named
a hot toddy?
He was.
God.
I was going to say I kind of hooked up with a guy.
Will somebody else do something? Stand up for America.
That was one of those where I was like, certainly he's not going to say.
certainly there must be more to this.
Yeah. There are many of us who just learned that a hot toddy is spelled TOD, and I wanted to.
She answered your question. She said she was with a Todd who was super hot.
Why did you dump him?
It was kind of a hookup thing. Yeah, we never were dating. It was just a little thing.
Kind of a
that
hookup
we had.
Thing.
Yeah, this was a long time ago. This
Ms.
was after college.
Ms. Breen, I'm just taking. How many times has that happened this year?
How about a Chad or a Colt or a Bronx?
What's your number, Allie? 71, 52.
A thorn or a ridge or.
It was a thing. My sister lived in Germany after college with her husband because he was in the Air Force. I went to visit them, and one of his Air Force friends was Todd. Nice. It was a hot Air Force.
So you give it up for the troops.
Yeah. So you thanked him for his service?
And I bet he thanked you for yours.
Remember, if it was a hot day, it'd be a hot toddy, right?
Nothing wrong with that, Allie. I am a patriot. You are a patriot. Nothing wrong with that.
So seriously, how many sexual encounters? More than the current level of the Dow Jones Industrial Average?
Hey, leave her alone. You ever ask a guy that?
Yes, all the time. He does.
I would give anything through the normal events of the day that Allie somehow couldn't call us anymore, and you thought it was your fault.
Actually, you know what?
I would give anything.
In Tom's world, Al Jackson and Allie Breen are having all the sex. The rest of us, never.
Seen a woman naked the last 10 years.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.